So today's I mean, it's a good day and it's a bad day all in one. It's a great day because you've put together your football team, and the bad part of it is that you've had to let some guys go that you have come to really respect and appreciate over time, whether it was the time that we've been here the last year or the guys that have only been here a few months. So, but we wish them the best, and we know. And a couple already have, but we know there'll be some guys that we've let go here that are going to hook on with other teams and have great careers. So we wish them the best of luck. I know Doris talked to you here a little bit. I'm going to talk to you about Poe and the offensive line. I know those are subjects that you're concerned about. Poe, again, he'll start practice. It'll be limited number of reps. We'll just kind of monitor him. He went through our 10-10-10 yesterday and did well. And he's on schedule to possibly have an opportunity to play against the Texans. We'll just have to see how he does here once we get the pads on Wednesday. So, but he feels good. He felt good after yesterday's work. And we'll see how things go. Kind of take it day by day. As far as the offensive line goes, we're getting guys back healthy. So Fish was back in the starting lineup. I mentioned to you that we were going to play the five best. Fish gives me a whole lot of flexibility. I think he can play really any position on the offensive line and play it at a Pro Bowl caliber level. So what I did was I just left things as they remained on the left side. Donald has taken a bunch of reps there, and so I left him there. I put Fish back on the right side, and like I said, he's played it, and he didn't have any problems. So I think we've got the five best guys. Larry's at the right guard, and Grubbs and Mitch are holding down the left guard in the center position. So that's what we'll go with. As long as everybody remains healthy through the week, that'll be the starting five there. And then I think the rest of the news you guys probably have, but if you have some questions, fire away.
I'm sorry, Andy. You said that Fisher will play right and Stevenson will play left?
Yeah.
How did you come at that? Why'd you ride at that?
Well, listen, Donald has got a ton of reps over there. And so I just said, listen, let's just leave him there. He looks like he's comfortable with that. I think he's actually probably more comfortable there than he was with the right tackle. I thought he had some ups and downs at that right tackle spot. Left tackle, he seems to be more comfortable. Like I said, Fish can play anything. And if we taught him center, he'd go in and be a phenomenal center. So we just moved him over. I just left him right there at right tackle. And I think he'll be good for Larry. He's experienced and very intelligent, and I think they'll work well together there.
Coach, how did Eric Fisher take that news that he was now moving back to the right side?
Yeah, he was great. Fish just wants to play. He doesn't care. I mean, he's going to do what's best for the team, and let's roll. I mean, that's his attitude, and he's glad to be healthy again, or at least on track to play again. So, I mean, he was fired up about that and getting back in, and that's how he approached it. So,
you guys spent one overall pick on Fish. Obviously, you drafted a guy that high, a tackle, play on the left side. He moved to the right side, something different. Is that a disappointment that it by the looks of it, it hasn't quite worked out over there because you've got Donald over there now?
Did you not listen to what I just said?
I did.
Yeah. Then I'm not going to answer that question. I mean, just go back and read your notes. I mean, you just answered a question for me that I just answered for you, and that has nothing to do with it. I mean, that's completely wrong what you said, and so I'm not even going to go there. Go ahead. Next question.
Is Jeff Allen in the mix this week with his knee?
Yeah, Jeff, I told you before, Jeff was probably a little bit behind, where Fish was, and so he's working. He's kind of working through that right now. He went through the 10-10-10 yesterday, but we're easing him back in just to see how he does here. He again, like I said, he's not quite as far along as, you know, where Fish was.
You surprised Mitch Morris has picked it up so quickly after not playing it for a couple of years, you know, transitioning to the NFL?
Yeah, I think he's done a good job. Now, I mean, we load the center up mentally. We load him up. And for a young guy to be able to handle that, I think that's it's a tribute to him and the work he's put in. I mean, it's just not something that comes. You got to go through it, study it, and go over it and over and over it.
D'Anthony Thomas, is that the same for him as getting back in this week and possibly able to play this week?
Yeah, D'Anthony, he again went through the 10-10-10 yesterday. And, you know, did a nice job with it. So he looked fast and quick and all that. So, again, all these guys we'll look at. But, I mean, they've been cleared to go. So, yeah.
Same thing for Wilson and Avon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Back to Jeff Allen for a second. When he's ready to go, whenever that is, are you going to get him into that mix? Or
yeah, we'll see how – we'll just see how that rolls. I know these guys – I'm very comfortable with this group that's in there right now. And, you know, I think they're comfortable with themselves. I think that relationship that Donald has, developed with Grubbs, I think that's a positive. I think Fish will be tremendous for Larry. Larry's most inexperienced one of the bunch there, with the exception of your center. But even there, Mitch has played more football than what Larry has. So I think right there, I just think Jeff will really – I mean, excuse me, Fish will really help Larry out.
Kind of touched on this, but you got two pretty young guys in there, and Stevenson has played some, but not a lot. I mean, you comfortable with the experience level of that group where they are going into Houston?
Well, that's what, Fish is like he and Grubbs are the seasoned veterans there. So, and so I think it works out the way it's set up right here. I think it works out perfect. I feel very comfortable with that. I think Grubbs is tremendous for Donald, and I think Fish is tremendous for Larry. And so I think it's a, that's a good match right there.
How about Larry? What is you mentioned him Friday, but what has he shown you throughout this preseason?
Yeah, we saw it last year. It's his strength and quickness. He is very intelligent. It was the experience part of it. So we tried to put him on a hurry-up course there by giving him reps. I mean, that's the one thing we thought he was short on. So we gave him as many as we could, and he improved with that. If he would have just stayed, if we hadn't seen any signs of improvement, then you couldn't do this. So,
going back to something you said a minute ago, I wondered if you could elaborate on it. Why is Fisher and Tardif good working together, and also Grubbs? And
well, Fish knows the offense backward and forward. Right, I mean, Fish has got it down, and he's a very, very smart kid, and he's been there. He's been this third year of being in there playing, so I think that's great for Larry. I just think that's a good mix, and then Grubbs and Donald have kind of hit it off there. I mean, that's worked. I think Grubbs is tremendous for Donald. Donald, we think Donald has played a lot, but he really hasn't played in a lot of games. So I think Grubbs is good for Donald. I like that chemistry right there between those four right there.
Donald on the left side, is he just kind of more natural over there? I know he played there in college.
I think he's more comfortable there, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could say not. I think he's more comfortable on the left side than he is the right side, for sure.
More so than Fish is, do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's because Fish played right side, too, his rookie year. You got him to the left, so is it?
Yeah, I thought Fish was having a phenomenal camp at the left side. I mean, this was something I had to think through and go through. I mean, this took time to go, situate it out. But with Fish's injury, all of a sudden Donald gets in there, and it became very evident that he was more comfortable on that side than the right side. So, and he was doing good, and I thought that was a good mix right there.
Coach, you mentioned the pairing of Grubbs and Stevenson as well as Duvernay Tardif and Fisher. How much did playing against, you're preparing for J.J. Watt and Clowney in week one. How much did that play a role in that decision?
I don't think you can do it off of one game. That's a tough question because they're pretty good. But, I mean, I don't want to slight that, but that's not the reason. I was just trying to find the five best that I felt comfortable with. And And I think that, you know, I think this is going to be a good thing, you know. So it's a subjective decision, right?
Anything else?
Andy, Mike Catapano, why didn't he make the team?
Yeah, listen, Mike's a good football player. And he'll probably hook on with somebody else. I think Mike is going to be he'd probably reiterate this. I think if you were running a 4-3 and you put Mike out as a rush defensive end, hand in the dirt and get yourself upfield and go, I think that's what he's going to hook on with, a team like that. He always fought to keep his weight up and all that so he could be inside there, and he'd get bounced around a little bit inside. I think on the outside, boy, if we were playing a 4-3 and he could just charge from there, I think that's so whoever gets him, I think he's getting a good football player and hopefully fits into that, gets onto a team where they're running a 4-3 front.
Looking at the 53 as a whole, or I guess it's 54 right now, what is this the best roster you've had since you've been here?
Yeah, listen, time will tell, right? Time will tell. But I would tell you that at this point, compared to the other years at this point, I would tell you that, I would say that, yes. I'd say it's good. So, you'd have to go by position and then compare people, and I'm not going to do that, but I just feel that there's a solid unit. They seem very close. You're kind of pulling for them as a coach to have success. That's not
last year you weren't for him?
I was rooting for him, but I mean, that's how it works.
Yeah,
Therese. What kind of role does special teams play in the decision to keep guys like Josh Martin and Daniel Sorensen? And overall, you're making decisions at the bottom of the 53.
Yeah.
What kind of role does that have?
Yeah, that, that the special teams, we try not to slight the special teams, right? That's not what we do here. We go one-third, 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 that type of deal. So offense, defense, special teams. So it's we try to keep a guy like Sorensen that might be a third or fourth safety was your most productive guy coming out of this preseason as a special teams player.
Wow. And then Ramiq Wilson. Have you made a decision on who will start inside linebacker this week? I know Josh has been practicing again. But Ramiq's played pretty well.
We're just seeing where Josh is, where Josh is at. And Ramiq, and he split reps yesterday. So we'll just see as Josh goes here, we'll ease him back in and make sure. And, both he and Alexander are also good special teams players, so that's important.
Fair to say that Malga, it's his job to, if he's healthy, is that
right? Yeah, I'd tell you that, yes.
Last one, Bob.
Travis Kelsey, what's his stat? You expect?
Yeah, he practiced. He's good. He's good to go.
Josh Martin?
He's not good to go.
Not good to go.
Right. He was the one that sat out yesterday.
Well, he actually passed the protocol together.
Right.
Sharkander
practiced.
So everybody but Martin today? Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Nunez Rochas, he's okay?
He's okay, yep. He won the funniest guy on the team award.